Somebody said ra, ra, ra.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the podcast.
Is it the podcast? Why, yes, it is. Hello, so beautiful stupid. People. My name.
Sorry.
You have to be in the Zoom room to get it. That one, I'm sorry. Hello, beautiful people. My name is me, George Smith, and I'd like to welcome you back to the, oh my gosh, I almost said 150 Sports Talk Podcast. That's tomorrow. That's wrong
right,
show.
Because you faithful over there. Okay.
Ooh,
go back on mute.
Oh, I'm rebuked so early in this season. Oh my
hey,
God.
Ain't it the week of Oprah rebuke, though? Okay.
Man.
All right.
Go listen, male strippers at men's conferences. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
You
it was a men's conference.
You talked to me last night. You could have spoke to me last night. Shoot. This is the Hello Beautiful People podcast. My name is V. George Smith. I'm not alone. I got Camille Heron with me. I got Chuck here with me. And I got Renata Del Carmen somewhere in Brooklyn, getting right. I'm not gonna say nothing else. But when she comes on, she'll have some friends with her. If you hear her speak.
Bless the Lord, everybody.
There she goes.
Hey, Nada.
So we had to take a break last week. And last week, for those that didn't know, don't follow me on social media. I celebrated my 20th wedding anniversary with my wonderful wife, Charmaine Smith, last week, and it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I don't know why rounded numbers are so cool, because people just dropping like flies out here. Dude, don't be looking at people that ask that 20, like, what, like, shoot, if you get the 2. In these last mm-hmm. days and times, you better praise him.
Come on now.
My God.
You better tandem shout, do something. Mm-hmm. But I want to thank my podcast crew members, family, on each side, because I have to thank the Hello Beautiful People podcast crew, the 150 Sports Talk podcast crew, my NBA Smack Talk crew, my Suplex City crew, my remix crew. These wonderful people poured into me tangibly. Huh? Man, yeah. I was a wreck. I was a wreck. When people show you some love, man, you got to be able to say thank you in a real way. It took me a minute. But I was floored last week by the showings of love by my peoples. And I love y'all right back. I had to get on the Zoom they wanted to verify my thankfulness. So I had to grab my social media sweatshirt and hide my face because I was full.
George was like,
I was full.
George was looking like this.
Oh, come on, man. That's it. That's all you got.
I appreciate the reenactment. Thanks, Chuck.
And that's very accurate. Outside of the bun, it was very accurate.
I just remember, I need to get my Hello Beautiful People. Chuck,
indeed.
Yep.
Stands the bun. But we love y'all. We thank y'all so much for what y'all did for us last week.
Oh, and happy birthday to the first lady of the VGS podcast.
Oh, absolutely. We was going to get there. We was going to get there. So, and next, because he just, This is just her month. Happy birthday to my wife, Charmaine Smith. Her age is not y'all business. And amen. Thank you. And we went out for some good Jamaican food. And she got her some good ice cream. Some black cherry ice cream from one of them places that we don't really feel welcome here in Connecticut. But the ice cream is too good. You know, when the food is so good, you'll just take the racism. You just take it with you.
Wow.
Like all of y'all people that go to Castle Carroll.
Listen. You're right.
Okay.
You can taste, all right. You can taste the Civil War in them hash browns. You hear me?
The Yankee Doodle sides.
Man. I will sit through segregation for them pancakes. Renata, you've never been to Cracker Barrel? Oh, girl, you need to take a step in the time machine, daughter.
Wow, it is the greatest tasting racist pancakes you'll ever experience.
Man,
I've never had their pancakes. I got to go for breakfast.
Their pancakes. First of all, I ate their pancakes my entire pregnancy, and that was during COVID. Like I discovered it then. I discovered it while I was pregnant. I didn't want it before pregnancy and then was just like, oh, I didn't have it before pregnancy and was just like, oh, no, I need this. I discovered it during my pregnancy. And to this day, I will drive an hour and a half away to go to a Cracker Barrel just for pancakes.
Hour and a half? What Cracker Barrel are you going to?
Fishkill.
But I think the one up here will be closer.
I didn't know anything about it.
It's a no. The Google. Well, next time you just check your maps app for the one in Milford, Connecticut. It should be closer.
Hold on, because I'm gonna do that as we talk.
If it's not closer, it'll be the same amount of time.
So then, why would I come to Connecticut when I can just stay in New York? No shade. I'm just.
Yeah. We could go to Cracker Barrel one morning
and have pancakes. Oh, then I'm definitely down to go with family. You didn't mention that part. I was just focused on the pancakes. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
One track mind. Ooh. It's 15 minutes closer. Oh, but it's a toll. That's ugly. Nope. We don't like that.
Oops. It's the price you pay. Huh? Write that down for the sermon series.
I'm already paying for the racism.
Right. The price it's you pay for time.
Listen. All I'm saying is if you see me in sitting in Cracker Barrel with my laptop doing homework,
listen, we might have to have a Cracker Barrel breakfast, a Northeast Cracker Barrel breakfast one weekend.
My God, on tonight.
Right up here in Milford, Connecticut. Corey Reed has joined us. Talissa Cosby has joined us.
Hi, H. Hi, Ty.
Hi, everyone's. Come on, chill, relax. I'm not done.
No, but hi, this is everyone. Important. Okay. You're so rowdy. We have just found out that Chuck is willing to drive 90 minutes to go to Cracker Barrel, and I just let her know if she comes to the one in Milford, Connecticut, it will be a shorter drive. So we might be setting up a Hello, Beautiful People Cracker Barrel slave breakfast one good Saturday morning. Hello? Don't you do it. Slave brunch, though, because it's Cracker Barrel.
Slave brunch. Yeah, that's true.
Sophie,
I'm down. Is it going to be on a Sunday? Because I go to church.
Saturday.
Wow.
It's the judgment in that statement, though, because I go to church. I don't know about everybody else.
Man.
I'm sorry. Everybody goes to church though, except for George. But
right.
Wow.
There she go.
And that's where it was.
Nigga, she started her podcast. She started her podcast saying that same mess. Like, look at me. Sitting in my car, listening to your podcast, supporting you. And 5 minutes in. Why you ain't go to church? You and George is the same thing. What? Strays.
I get the strays all the time. Yeah. Y'all talking about my sleep. Y'all talking about my name. Y'all talk everything. Yeah. Come on.
I don't quite yes. recall.
Okay.
I don't right. quite recall.
But I'm down no. for the breakfast. You know,
yeah, we're gonna have to do that. We know how to do that. But I was just
what do y'all normally get from there?
We were talking about the pancakes.
Pancakes.
And that perfect crispiness on the pancakes. Glory to God.
I usually get the catfish.
Yeah, there you go. What? Did y'all go? Man. It's too early to have church.
It's much too early.
Right.
It's too early to have church, I'm trying to tell you.
Hi, Renata.
Renata's getting herself together, and she got some friends with her. So,
amen. Praise God.
She's gonna tap in with your kids.
Hey, friends. Did we celebrate her first day? Did we give her a shout out to her?
Are you talking about
Super Mom?
This is not my podcast. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about Super Mom?
I need to do a podcast. Me and Tara Cum is me and your podcast is gonna start one day, very soon, and we're gonna talk about somebody on that our podcast. I ain't gonna say no name.
I'm sorry.
That is cool. We want to actually hold on. Let me go to that email, Renata. Could you talk about it? Because I don't want to talk about it incorrectly, so we could point these people to the website. For them to vote for you, I have the email.
Nah, here's how I go. Don't make her Super talk about Mom. Herself. Let's have somebody else talk about Renata. So the thing is called Super Mom. It is a contest that is hosted by Jordan Sparks, right? And you tell people how you are a super mom, what you do for your what you do for your kids, you know, what you do for your community, what you do for those around you, what makes you a super mom. And I can gladly say that I know a whole bunch of super moms, but the only mom that we are voting for right now is Renata Del Carmen. Voting is open. If she wins, she gets a weekend getaway to Palm Springs. She receives $20,000 and will be in a magazine.
Women's World Magazine.
Women's World Magazine to discuss how amazing she is. So because this is a podcast, you can put it on pause, you can rewind it, you could screenshot it. If there's a video aspect of it, make sure you go to https://thesupermom.org/2024/2024/Renata-Del-Carmen. Make sure you go support our girl. You can vote for free every single day. Or you can buy votes, $10 for 10 votes. We like free. We like money. Go for it. You guys have a great night and make sure that you vote for Renata Del Carmen as the 2024 Supermom. Ba-dum-bum.
Amen. We need you on a church announcement.
I was just about to say, I feel like this should be a new side hustle for Chuck because
I
handled that, okay?
Yes. I used to do church announcements at my church and then I stopped.
So I got to ask you the same question.
Because I think they got tired of one person doing it.
Were you able to get through the announcements every time, or did you get full
every single time with fervor and gladness?
So spirit never took you over. See, some people like to just be all not follow order or service and be like, I'm full. I can't take it. And then they start shouting instead of finishing the announcements. So you never had a shout fit during the announcement?
No.
Okay, good.
But the Lord didn't move me that way. And I'm very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. But that wasn't it. I just move out the way. Oh. Move out the way.
Oh my God. So yes, vote for Renata. Wait a minute. Hold on. What's the daggone Instagram?
You vote got the super you... moms, I think. No, that is that it? Yeah. Vote super mom. VOTESUPERMOM.
Vote. Yes, vote super mom. And the link is right there. She is not listed on the site yet, and I'm not happy about that.
No, but she is okay. On the site. That's why I gave her specific, because for the first round of voting, they're put in groups. And only reason why I know that is because Renata sent it to me and I signed up for it, but I don't want to be in the way. I want Renata to get all the votes.
Amen. Yeah,
that's a true friend. That's a true friend.
And it's her first link in her link tree. When you go to Rain with Renata on Instagram.
You better be link in the bio.
Come on now. Cause that link stay in the bio, don't it?
Yes, you better be an influencer.
That link stay in the bio. That link tree, huh? It's right there, boom.
God, George out here being a live link. I'm love this, brother. Go ahead.
If you need a live link, he'll be the live link in your life, huh?
Oh, no.
Will he?
He'll organize you.
Will he organize you?
He'll be a direct connect, though.
That's what you do it.
Hmm? Central, never busy, always on the line.
Always on the line. Telephone to glory, don't you know it? I'm losing it here.
Oh, gosh.
First link on her link tree, link in her bio, Rain with Renata. Oh, my Instagram is, y'all, can y'all pray for my browsing page? Jesus.
Is your algorithm very weird?
Man, let me tell you something. Just pray for it. I ain't letting nobody see my phone.
Yowza.
It's impossible. It's impossible. All I do is read the Bible and watch a little basketball. You don't know my interests.
Come on.
Anyway.
Reading the Bible is a strike.
What's that now? Nothing. So now I don't read the Bible. Oh, see? That's what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. I'm gonna be Muslim. That's what I'm gonna be.
Nope.
How much them rugs cost? Anyway, I actually wanted to talk about, since you know last week was a huge celebration of love and all of that stuff, I wanted to find out from you guys. Let's give the people some tips on how to keep love alive. In your personal experience, whatever situation you're in.
I don't know, I'm divorced.
Whatever situation you're in, you can speak to him.
Sorry.
Yeah. This is funny.
I'm telling you. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you do it.
Oh, man, whatever situation you're in. So, whatever situation you're in, what can help keep love alive for you in any situation? So let's start with Sister, Evangelist Cosby, we can start with you. What's a good tip to help keep love alive?
A tip to keep love alive. I would say being spontaneous with one another. And I feel like sometimes we can fall into a routine and the relationship could get very stale. So, you know, surprising each other, digs, pop-ups, putting clothes on the bed, saying, it's what you're wearing, meet me at 7. Like, whatever is your creativity, your creative way to make it more fun and make it more spunky. Because, you know, you're married. Well, you know, we plan to be married forever, right?
Amen. So, Renata, oh my God. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Renata just without a gift for 2 cents.
I love that. I was gonna say oral, but I didn't know what type of
Well, all right.
I didn't know what type of time y'all was on. But I mean, well, being
hey, listen, making it smart. It's undefiled, you hear me?
Be your man's undefiled, sis.
Spontaneous is key. It's key for
ministry, gotta go for it.
I get bored quick.
And the two go hand in hand.
Yes, right. Any. Well, I want to say anywhere, but like, well, yeah, anywhere.
Well, not really hand in hand, but anyway, go ahead.
You're childish. You know that.
No, we gotta talk about it, Mister. Like, I don't like that stigma that comes with the church. That, you know, we can't talk about. All we can talk about when we talk about sex is how bad it is and how you can't do it till you get married. And
that's then when you get married, never read the book of Song of Solomon.
And then when you do get married, you can't even talk about it. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, you just gotta have some, you gotta make sure it's the right conference. You gotta make sure that children's church is open. You know, there have to be some parameters in there. Because you don't want that one deacon that ain't never got married. You don't want him burning in there. Like, you know, you don't got to drive this weekend, Deacon Willis. You could take this weekend off.
Wait, why that got to be his last name? What the hell?
Deacon Williston.
Why he gotta be related to me?
Deacon Willings.
Oh, I thought you said Willis.
Oh, he did say Willis.
I did. I was
I know you said Willis too.
He did. Absolutely.
Deacon
did.
Stone. Deacon Bridges. Deacon Bridges, you don't have to be here this weekend.
Deacon Bridges.
Why did you end up on Bridges after Stone? Are you trying to say that Todd Bridges is always stoned?
Oh man, come on. Yes.
I think he might have been listening to Tori Kelly sing Like a Bridge, like a bridge over troubled water, and got stuck. Because I sent him a clip of it.
Man. I don't want to talk about it.
It's just unfair.
I made my decision not to talk about people I love with this podcast no more, because then people are gonna start messing with me. So I found the Tori Kelly singing to be quite great, and that's all I have to say about that. Oh man, but Renata's point, Renata pointed out she went the baby boy approach, Melvin from Baby Boy. Cooking in your birthday suit.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Birthday suit. Don't fry that'll nothing do. Though.
Nah, not no bacon. Not no bacon either.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Don't be stupid out here.
You gotta be careful.
Don't be stupid out here.
You better make some toast. Some eggs. You got to be careful. Baked goods.
Hello.
Yo. Baked goods. Yes.
Pigs in the blanket, huh?
Please don't. I'm actually eating that right now. Don't ruin that for me, please.
I'm in the spirit. Please. That's all that's please. All that means.
He's in a blanket. What is wrong with you?
Chuck, did I know what you was eating? Huh? It's confirmation that I'm a man of God. Listen, let me try to tell you something.
Oh, no.
I'm not a prophet, but Ty, you had breakfast this morning, didn't you? Listen, you know what? Hey, man, we're just going to keep on moving. That used to be my favorite part, where people got privacy. You know, like, you don't know me, I don't know you, but I'm sure that you breathed today, right?
Oh, I hate that.
God, my God.
That sounds carnal. That sounds like a Floridian prophecy.
Listen.
Yo, why am I always catching strays?
No. You didn't hear what I said. You didn't hear what I said. That had nothing to do with you, I promise.
It's the Florida part.
No. It's mm-mm.
But I know who you're talking. I get it. I know.
Mm-mm. You know what else keeps love alive? Keep on, you wear new things. You dress new. Someday you wear pants. Someday you wear skirts with your.
Someday you wear wigs.
Someday you wear wigs. Hello. Someday you wear skirts with your booty hanging out. I ain't gonna say no name. Yeah.
Got your hips out.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Got your hips out. Man, one night only. Yes, I'm here for it. Dream. I'm here Come for on. It.
You are all my love and my devotion. What'd you say, Chuck? The disco version.
Listen, she knew Jimmy had soul from the beginning.
No!
Oh my gosh. Sing this song for us, Dina.
To go back to this thing, role playing is super fun. So, like, you show up as a different character every time. So, to Chuck's point, the wigs, like, you could do so much. You could be whoever you need to be.
Baby, I'm here for a good role play.
Yes.
I'm down for the get down, but that's I feel like that's a ladies' night conversation. I don't want to have this conversation with George.
Okay.
What just happened?
Right.
All right. Y'all set it up. Let me know and then y'all can do y'all thing.
You said what is that? I don't want to discuss that with my brother. Absolutely not.
I mean, I got a producer show anyway. Either way.
I mean, yeah, but fine. But it's fine.
It's fine.
George,
pausing. So
what's your take? What's your take on it?
What's that?
How do you keep them alive?
Mr. 20 years.
Right.
So, where do you begin? Listening. Listening, first couple years of school, that listening and comprehension will keep you married. You hear me? Listening and comprehension, I'm just speaking personally, nothing messes me up more than not listening and comprehending what my wife is saying. Because it's one thing to just listen for the just sake of the conversation, but not comprehending, understanding, and then implementing after, or just remembering. And yeah, you can forget some things every once in a while. But man, it ain't nothing like, hey, I told you to do this. You didn't tell me to do that. I did. You never told me. I did that. Yo, that joke is the worst. The worst. So listening and comprehension.
Can I tag on to that as the 0 year married one?
Yes.
Open and consistent and honest communication. Like, I think a lot of people underestimate the value of being consistently vulnerable with a person, and not just in marriage. Like, it's the same with close friendships and such, because then when things get challenging, they can still trust you and your direction and trust what you say and trust your silence, because they have a better understanding of it because of all of the consistent times of vulnerability. Mm. So
I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been learning more recently personally to stop lying to people and telling them I'm okay if I'm not. And I've really been implementing that with my friends recently, to the point where I have to apologize after the fact. Like, listen, Ty, like, actually, everybody up here know. Everybody up here, though, has been, you know, hey, George, how you doing? Well.
Cracks knuckles.
Man.
Yes.
Everybody in this chat room has got a well for me. So I've learned to just stop lying if I'm not good. If I'm not good, I'm gonna be like, yo, this is going on, that's going on. So like, so for the point you just made, like, yeah, we got to be vulnerable with our close friends to allow them to either, if they're just praying on our behalf, if they're helping, or they're doing whatever they have to do to be there for us, then they can be there for us more when we are vulnerable and honest in our situations in life.
Amen.
Like, imagine if we didn't know what happened with Chuck. Like, well, Chuck, you okay? I'm pissed. What happened? Nothing. I'll talk to y'all later. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't tell us because she was so upset. Like, we wouldn't have known nothing, then we couldn't have activated, and you know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things where that open communication is needed for the maintenance of friendships. Now, with marriage now, hold on. I'm not telling y'all to lie. But you need to use wisdom and be selective with the truth that you're telling. Because you don't give it all up now. Or make sure you temper your language with kindness. And because how you say something could completely negate, could completely. I can say Giannis Antetokounmpo's name 15 times in a row, but I can't say could. How you say something
negate?
Could
we got you.
Completely negate what you're actually saying just off of the tone of voice. Like, that's something worthy of my marriage. Like, I had to learn the hard way. Like, I'm thinking I'm getting my point across because I'm yelling, and I could be as right as rain. Like, yo, the house is on fire. You need to come out. Like, well, why'd you have to yell? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, and then it's like, I'm overtaking the conversation. Don't take out the day on your partner either. Because they ain't have nothing to do with that person that cut you at Dunkin' Donuts. The lady that was supposed to do her part of the job on the project and didn't do her part. Like, they had nothing to do with that. Don't take out the day on them. They call you to check on your lunch.
And your wife jump in front of you at Dunkin' Donuts, and she is the person that cut you off. Regardless, she's your wife. What if you've been online and you don't even know she in the vicinity? She come in the store, and then boom, she skip you. You can't take that out on her?
And she get in front of you? Yeah.
That means she paying, and she put in your order. I'm walking out.
If she skips you and gets in front of you, you have all right to grab that booty and slap it.
There you go. That's what I'm
talking about. Okay. Such a husband response.
There you go.
Listen, right. Also, but I'll say this. Do not let that thing walk past you. You do not touch it. You hear me?
That's Bible.
That's Bible. Come on this side.
Not let that thing walk past you, man. Especially if it's in your reach.
That's a rhema. You talking good, Smith? You talking
like
good?
You sit like, come on, Reed. You sit on the couch, and she just getting up to go get something. Oh, we lay hands in this church, huh? Be laying hands like Ty was in South Asian Deliverance. You turn off that line, you still go.
I was not laying hands. I was giving a Holy Ghost hug. You hear me?
That's a fact. They all got hugged up, okay? Nah. They felt the love of the Father in that ministry.
It's a fast music, too.
Why can't we get on this? Can we focus?
I'm never gonna recover from Corey in the chat the minute this all started.
Man, that is like I'm chasing after you, like at the article.
Corey said he's singing in me. Oh,
man, we're singing his heart out. This needs some encouragement,
man. I just had to unfollow them. They keep on popping up in my lives. Like, oh my, all right. The wonderful.
I'm trying to earn another badge. They're giving out badges like they're hotcakes over there. I'm trying to get another badge.
They do.
Definitely giving out badges.
They giving out top fan.
Yo.
Shout out to Salvation and Deliverance, though. Big up on ourselves, for real. Oh, man. But yeah, like, physical contact, make sure that's there. Make sure that's something that you do.
Ain't nobody said pray. Ain't nobody in this chat said pray. See, y'all ain't
there together. You go.
See?
Huh? There you go.
Ain't nobody said seek fan. The Father's face. Huh? Salvation and Deliverance is in my spirit.
Open communication is prayer.
Okay. No. Come on, Camille. Make it plain.
Specifically pray. No one said specifically.
I didn't say who it had to be to. You pray to your partner, your friend, or to God. Consistently. I'm stretching. Okay.
It's okay.
I just felt bad being who I am that I didn't think of that one first. Oops.
Oh man, keep people out your business.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's a big one. Especially family.
And don't talk about that person. Family.
Yeah, don't talk bad about.
You gotta cover them.
Your spouse to your family. Like, don't have nobody picking sides because people can get trifling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Corey don't like your hot water cooking bread. Like, what?
Right.
Jeez.
Cause you gonna forgive them, but your family not, your friends won't.
Nah. And that be wild because you be over it, and they come with it on their mind. He still did that, but he did that since 2006.
Right.
Now, like on that, that's actually one of the reasons why for me, whenever I'm dating. It's not posted anywhere. And like, if you don't know me in real life and interact with me on a regular basis, then you're not going to know. And I feel like that's something I'm going to carry through to when I'm married. Like, yeah, there's a general knowledge that I'm married, but then that's about it. Because it's kind of crazy to me how much I know about people's marriages and their children and their fights and their divorces just off of social media without ever meeting any of them. There's no more just protecting and holding sacred relationships. Yeah. And I just feel like there's too much, I guess, a temptation for everyone to always be a look at me, look at me, look at my stuff, including my relationships.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you invite all kinds of stuff in, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, no.
I would agree. Y'all single talk daily. Go ahead.
I think that's so key because, like, when you said that you invite, you're inviting people's opinions. Mm-hmm. You're inviting people's, you know, comments when you do stuff like that.
Thirst traps. You're inviting the thirst traps.
Yep. DMs like, oh, what up? Because you know everybody that's taken, they look delicious now. Before they did, you wasn't even trying to get at them. You wasn't even trying to get at them, but now you want it. But I was gonna say, I think I shared this before when me and Reese was dating. Like I didn't post anything. I never post us, and nobody really knew who I was dating until I posted the marry the wedding. And my DMs was flooded. You hear me?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yo, you got married on this thing? What? Like, what you mean? I didn't even know you was interested. What do you mean I got married on you? Nah, like, so I think I saved myself from, you know, people will hate on you too. Like, oh yeah, you know, he did this, or he might have done this, or you did this, or you did that. Like, I don't got time for that. So,
I had one that I was off and on with for ages, for a very long time. And long story short, we had just decided that it wasn't gonna work out. Came back from meeting Charmaine. And like, for those that don't know our origin story, I met Charmaine when I went to Jamaica for a conference. Our annual youth, our annual not youth, but annual convention.
Was it the Thrillers?
No, it wasn't the Thrillers. It was just my church's. At that time, my church had a church in Jamaica and here. My bishop, my grandfather that just passed away, he was the bishop in Jamaica. Shout out to Greg Johnson. What's going on, brother? That picture is crazy. Orenthal. Orenthal, the juice is loose. So I went to, and I love to tell this part of the story because you can stay. My grandfather lived in a really big house in this city called Little London, Jamaica, and in the grill. And it was a really big house that he built next to the church. And people either, the family either decided to stay at the house or at the hotel. So at first I was like, yo, I want to enjoy myself. I'm going to stay at the hotel. In the probably like the day before, I tried to switch my reservation. And I was like, you know what? Cancel the hotel. I'm going to stay at the house. And it was like, it was too late. Had I canceled my reservation, I'd have never met Charmaine because I'd have been at the house. So thank God he blocked that. So I got to the hotel. Unfortunately, I was there with somebody that didn't go to the church but was there for the trip anyway. So I meet Charmaine at the desk when we were, what's the name, in, because she was like the manager at the hotel. And then she's like, are y'all together? I was like, no. I said it so hard. I was like, no, I'm not with this person. No, heck no. Long story short, I came back from the trip in July, first week of August. We stayed in contact the entire time. I went back to Jamaica in November, and I proposed, and then she was in America by April. And in between, I would say November to April was some of the craziest, I can't believe you did this to me stories ever. It was just nuts. And like one person just decided to hold on. And it was to the point where, like, before Charmaine moved here, I had like my cousin staying with me. And I was like, yo, if she called, don't pick up. It was like, those are the days of the caller ID. Like, check the caller ID. If she's calling, don't pick up. Don't answer the phone. She fooled one of my cousins into answering the phone. I don't know how. He picked up the phone. I cussed her out, hung up on her. He then called me at work when I used to work at Bank of America in downtown New Haven. And this is a very big bank with a high ceiling where everything echoes. I was yelling at her on the phone, almost lost my job, yelling at her, like, yo, stop calling me. Do not call me. It was very stupid. My manager was very gracious in not firing me for yelling at this girl over the phone. But he hit me with that same garbage, like, yo, I can't believe you did that to me. You was chasing me for this whole time, and you're going to get married on me and stuff. Like, I'm like, yo, we just discussed this, and you said you didn't want to be with me, so what am I supposed to do? I'm not staying here waiting for you. Are you crazy? I'm moving on. So it's very weird how that can get.
Yeah.
Like, you're not attractive until you got somebody? Like, that's
because it's flesh. Toxic. The flesh wants what it can't have.
Yeah.
It is partially that, though, for real. I think a
super
lot of
toxic.
People, I think a lot of people, somehow it's always a game for a lot of people to prove what they could get. You know what I mean? And seeing somebody move on with somebody else is like, nah, I'm sure I could still pull that.
Yep.
Unfortunate.
Because to be honest, the chase was the chase was the most fun part of me when I was.
It's hot down here.
Uh-oh. Greg, nobody gets Greg. Nobody that's listening to the podcast will get that joke.
Wait, make me a co-host, George. Make me a co-host.
There you go. So that was Greg because Greg has a picture of OJ in his Zoom profile picture right now. He's saying it's hot down here because
He doesn't believe that OJ gave his life to the Lord. Thank you, Gray.
Yeah. Why don't you believe that man gave his heart to the Lord? You don't know his heart.
He said that there's a video. I don't know if it's the last public video he put out, but there's a video I saw on the news where he was saying, you know, I think it came out Super Bowl weekend, where he was saying, I've had some health challenges, but I'll be over that soon. I'm going to be okay. And when I watched that video, I said, Lord, he sound real Pentecostal and churchy, because, you know, us Pentecostals, we're never going to die.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all ever realize it. We're never going to die. We're always going to live.
The Lord said no.
Every sickness, it's the devil trying to do something. But the Lord said, it's not my time. It's never our time.
Was it the one where they was asking him if he was in hospice?
No. The hospice one is crazy. Hospice?
Hospice?
I didn't know hospice.
I didn't even know hospice.
No, not that one.
Oh, dang it.
Nah, that's when he was sitting outside by a pool or something.
Pour out some juice for OJ when you get a chance, man.
You was crazy.
Do y'all remember that meme where he was talking to somebody, was yelling, police! Police!
Oh, in the train station.
Nah, he was talking like, I think it was at a golf course, and somebody overdubbed like, help! Police! Help! I think he had just got out.
When he was like going towards the camera, going towards whoever was recording him?
Oh, Jesus.
No.
But I know that sound is from the guy at the train station. But I've never seen that meme, so.
So they put that audio in while OJ's talking, like, help, he's about to come kill somebody.
That's terrible. I can't buy the OJ no more. He in that big white Bronco in the sky?
Yeah, I think anyway. OJ did it.
Oh, yeah. He did that junk twice. OJ did that junk twice.
He definitely did it.
That nigga ran for 1,300 yards.
Was the black delegation not admitting it, or were we admitting it?
We were just happy that a nigga got away with something.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah,
I remember. I was
Cause you told Kato not to touch that bag. Don't you touch that bag? I'm going on mute.
I remember I skipped class in college for that, and I went back to my apartment to watch the verdict of that junk. And when they said not guilty, it turned into a whole party in the middle of the afternoon inside my apartment complex.
Party. I was in sixth grade in the band, at band practice. And somebody told us.
I was still celebrate? Living in Jamaica, and they were celebrating over there.
Really?
We celebrated, though.
Yeah.
We celebrate.
The island of Jamaica is like Issa Rae. Okay, we celebrate everybody black.
Amen.
Who is Issa Rae?
Ronnie King.
Greg, can you stop?
Make me co-host, George. George, make me co-host.
I need you to stop,
Greg. I just realized that Jeezy and Charlamagne were not the same person.
What? Go on mute.
Man. I'm really gonna make Camille go. Keep on playing. Oh, Greg, did you perchance see anything on Instagram today?
Nah, this was one of those days. What I missed.
Man. When you see it, you'll know.
Wait, was this Bible study?
No.
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 You know Greg ain't see it, because if he did.
I know, that's what I'm saying. When you see it, you'll know.
Oh, Lordy.
This I'm outside. You hear me? Anyway.
Wait, who else?
Listen.
You. Anyway. You outside.
Hi, Ty. How are you, Ty?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still feasting off that word. Man.
I don't know if I'm feasting off anymore. She be shooting strays at me too much for me to still be feasting off it. I put that junk down.
I'm lying. I think the best no, you are lying. I think the best meme was the one with Doubtfire. About OJ with Caitlyn Jenner.
Yo, why did Caitlyn Jenner go all talking about good riddance?
Right. Why did he do that?
I'm like, dude, relax. I play all day. I saw the tweet, like, good riddance. I retweeted it. I was like, relax, Heifer.
George.
Play all day on Twitter. I promise I love Twitter because none of y'all up there, I be acting a fool.
I keep thinking I'm going to come back and it'd be too much.
I'm trying to tell you, I just be saying whatever. That's why Coleman Domingo had to get it together with them dumb bottoms the other day.
You ain't learn, yo. You ain't learn.
And now while I'm playing around, Bruce could probably chase me down. Let me chill out. He used to be a decathlete.
Renata said that Chris and Nicole was besties. That's why.
They said OJ is really Khloe Kardashian's father. Look at
that's
OJ.
That's what I thought.
Look at Khloe Kardashian.
I thought Caitlyn was mad because OJ had his wife, his ex-wife.
Well,
wasn't there a time when like Khloe and what's her name? Amber? The bald head lady. Amber Rose. Amber Rose. They were beefing and Amber Rose like posted something about that chick whose father's a former NFL player. Like,
oh, listen, the juice was loose. You hear me?
Oh, that's so wrong.
The juice was loose.
I think it's all of that chatter that caused Khloe to go do all that plastic surgery to change her appearance.
Well, hey.
Made her stop.
One drop of black make you black. The juice was loose. Late 70s? Late 70s, early 80s?
That just brings number 32? Another way you keep the marriage spicy. Sometimes you just got to buy some black leather gloves. Oh, and no, you got to chase your wife around and say,
no,
hey, almost got you.
No. Okay. Where we go? Mute.
Reed, say it again, Reed.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get some black leather gloves. You got to chase around the house. Almost got you.
Yeah. I'm all for role playing, but not OJ. Nigga, what?
Oh no, man!
Yeah, what?
Almost got you. Woo. Oh,
George,
you almost got you. It's crazy. Oh, oh man, yo!
What am I sipping your orange right now?
Oh, you take. I'm drinking cran grape right now. I can't mess with no OJ. Oh, by the way, that wasn't my hand in that picture. I just grabbed that from Twitter. Everybody was bugging off the juice. I was like, this is about OJ, and y'all tripping off this juice. Nah, not the simply. I was like, yo, y'all.
They were about the wrong stuff, right?
Yo. Not the Simply, brother. Oh, Charmaine just messaged me. She wanted to tell you guys thank you for your birthday wishes that she received from you guys. I'm pretty sure she told you thank you in the text messages, but she wanted me to tell y'all thank you again. But there it is.
She is so welcome.
She is so welcome. We got to keep her in prayer because,
my God.
What is happening?
It got to be a miracle. You hear me? 20 years.
All right.
Pray her strength.
Glad we don't got Mr. Cosby on the altar every week.
Like, George, I've been married like 20 years, like.
20 years, brother.
Same person?
Hey. The husband of one wife, you hear me?
Come on now, preacher.
One wife.
They don't like that good guy.
I love when pastors say that, but then they be beating a wife.
Wait a minute.
or tie. The ones that have one wife but many mans.
Right. Right.
Jesus.
Right.
I don't listen. I'm not gonna say it. I'll say it for after.
I don't get it. I don't get it, yo.
I just don't get it. It's, man.
Just be quiet, yo. Just be quiet. You don't gotta say nothing. Just be quiet.
I just feel like I just have to say that, like, when God made women, it's like, it's the perfect fit. Like, everything is just perfectly designed. So,
the master locksmith.
What you do? Okay. I just don't believe. Anyway, y'all, I'm trying hard to move. Somebody say something if I say something crazy.
To Camille's point.
Tell the truth and say the devil. Is, why are y'all messing with me? Go ahead.
To Camille's point, some of those preachers are playing an older game with the men's too, so. Sometimes they be chasing the men saying, almost got you. But okay, I'm going to go back home.
This whole episode is hilarious.
It is. Oh, man. Listen, Saints, y'all lucky James Cook is not up here. Because, man, y'all would have got a word. You hear me?
Would have been going in. would have still been heated.
Okay? Man, heated. And they'd be following these girls too. I see them, Brother Joe. Are you following them, Ben? Ah, shoot. So, I mean, this, of course, we can't nail down and summarize everything you need to do in a 60-minute, 90-minute show, but they're just like, I mean, and again, you single folks, man, I pray for y'all daily, because it's the playing field has grown so more difficult now. With it was bad enough with just the DMs and people could call you on Instagram and they could call you on Facebook Messenger. Now y'all got to deal with AI. Listen, do not go on a date with nobody without FaceTiming them at least 2 times.
Daytime
FaceTime. Yes.
FaceTime randomly. Don't schedule no FaceTime.
I make them hold up an apple.
Go ahead, Reed.
In 20 years, serious question, in 20 years, can you remember the one time you and Charmaine might have had a disagreement or something that tested your Casper and your Holy Ghost?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Nigga,
Lick me. Have a last.
Just keep us in prayer because we.
Because 20 years, everybody, I always equated to the married pictures, right? Everybody sees the wedding pictures and the smiles and the poses, but no one actually, when thinking about marriage, thinks about, okay, they may have been arguing right before they said say geez when the picture was taken, or oh, you know what, let's tailor this argument to after the pictures. But all we see is the smiles, and sometimes, and to you guys' point earlier, keeping people out your business, sometimes you all you see is the smiles, but you won't ever know unless your family or somebody close that we made about a grace. You hear me?
Yeah. It's very imperative that you do share in the right like rooms for it or whatever, but don't overshare where you were like, because there's a lot of people that's scared of the commitment of marriage. And now there's like even new philosophies and thoughts of, you know, I don't need to get married and all these other things. And I'm just not a fan of those thoughts or action. You feel me? But because I just feel like every person needs their person, like, regardless, like, there's going to be bad days. There's going to be days where everything don't go right. There's going to be days where you cannot stand them. But, like, this is something that I learned. We were called to love, like, but we don't have to like everything about people. Like, you don't have to like every bad habit or bad intimate schism somebody has, but you still have to love them. Nothing that they should do should make you fall out of love with them. If there's an issue, then you work it out. But then you actually work the thing out. But no, love is needed. Love is necessary. At the basis of the thing, love is needed and necessary in everything.
I got a question.
Sure.
Somebody told me years ago that they didn't want to go into ministry being single. They wanted to get married or whatever.
All right. Relationship talks.
No. I just want to know, like, as a pastor, minister, like, is it a difference? Because I couldn't really understand, you know, why that person said that. But like, is it a difference? Is it more like attacks, temptation? Like, I don't know.
I'll say, because I'm one of the people who always said that, and so I definitely said no to ministry for a very long time. Now serving as a lead pastor and being single, it is challenging in that there's parts of this journey that, as much as I try to maintain a lot of transparency in communication with some of my senior leaders at church, there's certain parts of the journey that I can't with them, right?
Yeah.
And especially the parts that's not just about what happens within the context of your church and the congregants' lives, that you just can't. And I have really good close friends that I can share stuff with, but then they're also not in my church context as much. So I don't personally have people that get to interact with and walk with me in every facet of life. And that's where that partner would be. That's the benefit of having that partner who gets that. So it definitely presents its challenge. But at the same time, now that I'm doing it, not discounting the days, especially for me, for instance, Mondays are my phone on silent, don't call me, don't text me, you don't know me days.
Amen.
But it is also, as I'm maturing in this thing, it is also an opportunity for me to really dive deeper in my relationship and with God, and learning more about Sabbath, learning more about solitude, all of those other spiritual disciplines that's easy for us to escape when we're leading. So, but it definitely.
Did you say Sabbath?
Yeah. Okay, I hold strong on my Sabbath. I don't play about my Mondays. So yeah, that's, I get it. I get why people feel that way, because I certainly have felt that way. And there are still moments when I'm like, Father, why I got to do this by myself? Because you don't want to feel like you're imposing on others sometimes with what you're processing. And then, but at the same time, the benefit of it is that since I can't process or kiki or escape with someone, then I've got to grow in learning how to do those things in a healthy way, in a spiritually healthy way. And that usually means a deeper connection with God.
That's good.
That's good. So those weeks that you don't be sharing the podcast, so I'm like, well, we said some people at the church can't hear this podcast. So
those... Listen, that be the reasons why I cannot. I can't share. Oh, hush up. I just saw what Jace put in the chat. Whatever on my playlist. Whatever. No, honestly. But then even just like on a lighthearted vibe, like even being in church or being in certain settings, some of my friends I can look at and they catch a look and understand what I'm thinking in my mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, but then I have to also still maintain that whole being a leader and setting an example. I've got to set an example with my partner. Partner would get it if somebody says something crazy and they look at me and they're
right.
Thinking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs their person, yo. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have that back scratch. You're going to need that back scratcher. Man.
You know what I forgot? I got one more, George. I'm sorry. One more thing to keep the spice in your marriage. Sometimes, Bishop, please don't rebuke me for this, but sometimes y'all got to do lines together. Y'all got to cut up real thick Rick James lines. And
not who brought it.
Okay. It just...
Yo, what?
Cocaine?
Sometimes you gotta burn a cartilage in your nose. You gotta burn it a little bit just so you know that the love is real. You ain't got no nose cartilage. All right, okay. I'm finished.
That's why you always talk about hot crack, Ty. My bad.
These people are reaching to do drugs, yo. End of the day. It was like, time you talk about cook crack all the time. Well, I know.
I gotta stop. Somebody got offended. I can't do it.
Keep me back like cook crack. Crack is whack. Whitney said that. Told us. Oh, crack, man. I mean, I'm not putting no pressure on nobody, but try to find your person, yo, because, man. Oh, y'all going through it. It's got to be rough. It's got to be rough being out there alone.
Yo, it can be sometimes, but George, no joke, I'm also real good on being patient and waiting, because do you see some situations people are getting into? Like, I'm good on
these,
that.
These people.
I'm good
and
on
their
that.
Situations.
Mm-mm.
These nasty folk.
You got whole people being married for 10 years and not knowing the person they're married to. I'm good on it. I can wait.
That's crazy, though. That is that. But listen, that's all part of it. Getting to know who you're being with too. Like, I would say that's one of the most fun aspects. I never knew you like that. Like, yeah, that's really one of the most fun aspects of getting to know somebody. So, I mean, I encourage you all, like, you know, in, like, you know, celebration of my 20 years. And to be serious for a moment, it's something that I prayed for, and God answered the prayer, so I honor it as much as I can. And I really feel like, you know, I got the person that I was supposed to be with for the rest of my life. So that's why I have to check myself when I act crazy, think crazy, say crazy, do crazy. Like, nah, this is what you prayed for. Check yourself. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be careful, you know, and treat the things that we requested from God better. You know, now God responds to thank you. So be grateful for what you've been given. And you know how it was when you got a gift from your parents and they saw how you treated the toy that you got. I don't know about y'all, but my parents, whew. You see that? Y'all asked me for that. Oh gosh. So nah, remember to just treat, you know, these blessings, you know, in a good way. And I definitely look at my marriage as a blessing to my life, because man, I couldn't imagine doing life alone for that long, first of all. And I couldn't imagine, you know, putting up with me for 20 years. Man.
Man.
Talisa was the first person off mute. I ain't never seen you come off mute that fast.
Ooh, it was easy to get to that mute button today. You hear me?
Her home in heaven is secure. You hear me?
Gracious. You hear me?
You have endured hardship like a good soldier. Enter into the joy of the Lord.
Yeah,
enter into the joy of the Lord. Man. Oh my gosh, yo. Well, y'all gonna stop calling me lucky. I bagged. So let's just, I need to cut that out.
You saw Bishop's comments.
Oh.
That's it right there. That's a prophetic statement right there.
The Miami Beach.
Hear ye the word of the Lord.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. The entertainer.
Catch me on Tubi. The Miami Beach Joy. So.
I hear the Tubi movies is getting better.
I heard that too. These black people is out here making movies. You hear me?
Right.
They are making movies. So I'm going to go over there. But I do want to see one of them ones where, like, somebody gets shot and they run off the screen and they're bringing a dead person. Like, I need to see something like that.
Why?
That is like, that's the... That ghetto stuff is funny, man. Like, it's like you're shot and they fall out. It's funny, man. Well,
did you ever see the New Haven one?
There's a New Haven Tubi movie?
George, you didn't
I
see it?
I need the link ASAP. I need that. I did not know.
Yo, this was back in the day, like when Rich was on the podcast. We were talking about it.
Who?
Rich.
I don't know who that is. Ladies and gentlemen, who are, thank you so much.
Yo, honestly, close the show. Just close it. You go too far.
You go too far.
We look forward to having. Yo, hold up. I did the whole doggone show. I can't believe y'all let me do this whole doggone show. Without my bombs, yo. How dare y'all? We want to thank Camille. We want to thank Talissa. Corey Reed. Greg Johnson. Renata. Renata, you still there getting your, getting your stuff situated? You still good?
Yeah, because TikTok can't play me another day.
Wait, what's going on with TikTok?
TikTok said I look like Al Green.
Oh, no. I love your crowd. It's so nice.
No, I do too, but I'm not just gonna see every night. Hold on.
No, she did a post about it. I lost it. She said, TikTok said I look like Al Green. I said, Renata, you gotta stop.
Listen, you know, y'all know. Hold on, sorry.
It's
you
okay.
Know, when you open TikTok and whatever video or picture you have up, it determines like what song you should use, what sound you should use.
Mm-hmm.
When I opened it and it was my picture, it put an Al Green song.
I remember that.
Why would TikTok pick an Al Green song?
Love and happiness, Renata.
Oh.
Disrespectful. That's all good.
I said, nah, it's Renata, we're gonna be playing all day. Oh, she said, yo, why did it? God, that was so funny. I was like, yo, please stop, yo.
TikTok is crazy. Wow, crazy.
Yo, man. She pressed play that TikTok. That just said.
I think it was Let's Stay Together. I think that was the song.
Oh, my goodness, yo. Nah, that is crazy. That is crazy, yo.
You ain't even right.
Why is George like this? I can't bear.
All right, beautiful people. Thank you for joining us this week.
Sign us off.
Thank y'all for joining us this week.
Love and happiness.
You can catch us next week for another episode of the Hello Beautiful People podcast. I think we missed a couple of bombs, so shout out to Bishop and to Chuck for being with us this week. Don't forget to go vote for Renata.
The supermom.org.
Let's keep her first in her group. So she can make it to the finals.
Hey, Ron.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Ron. Sorry.
I'm not doing this with you, Greg. Now that I have
We'll see y'all next time, y'all.
Messed up.
Hey, Ron.